So today's podcast is going to be the audio from a live stream, an Instagram live stream that I did on Memorial Day at my mom's house. There is some background noise. You know, they were like playing cards and things of that nature, kids coming in and out the room. So if you can't excuse that, it's not that bad, but I just want to let you know that it is in some of the audio, but there is a lot of value in the actual audio. We cover content. So for anyone struggling with content, we cover, you know, why you get traffic over to your website, but they don't turn into buyers. So basically conversion rates. We also discuss a little bit of, you know, word of mouth. We have some people on the live saying, you know, word of mouth works and things like that. So we discuss word of mouth a little bit as well. So if you don't mind, you know, just a little bit of background noise, people laughing, kids talking, definitely check out this podcast. Let's get into this episode. Content Planner, you can grab that for free. The link is in my bio. Basically pre-plans your content or content ideas for 7 days. So you don't, at least you don't have to show up to Instagram guessing on what you should post. It's a struggle when you have to come to this platform. You don't know what to post. That's an issue. Okay, you figured out what to post. Now you got to go create it. That's another issue. So if you came to the game already with your, you know, your topics pre-planned, now all you have to do is go and create it. That's why I stress live. And so Instagram has basically opened this up for us. If you look at it for what it is, so now you can't save lives anymore, but you have the immediate option. You no longer have to screen record them and upload them to IGTV. As soon as your live is over, it says upload to IGTV. So how does that open up the game for us? Okay, now we no longer have to plan content. We no longer have to edit content. Like, the hard part is done. All we have to do is set this thing up, go live, answer some questions, talk about our product, and that's it. Save that to our IGTV and let everybody catch up on it later. You want a content strategy right here that I could sell to you? Go live every day. Get the topic ideas from Google. So if you're trying to push full lace wigs this month, go to Google, type in full lace wigs. Here, let me walk you through it. So come to Google, type full lace wigs, scroll down to this section, and you get 30 of these questions. Every time you click down, you're going to get a new set of questions. So get 30. That's 1 month of content. Every day, go live at the same time and answer these questions and engage with your audience. I guarantee you're going to sell here. That's the content strategy. That's how you figure out content when you don't have anything to post. Now we don't have to edit. We don't have to guess. Like, I just gave it all to you. Then you're getting video content. So that's not just for Instagram. That goes on Twitter. That goes on TikTok, YouTube, Facebook. Like, look at these platforms as distribution channels, not social networks. We're distributing content because you're now a content creator. You have to become a content creator. Wait, what you post in Google? For that example, I use full lace wigs. So the keyword has to be related or should be related to a product or service that you offer. So in your example, it could be, you know, men's haircut related content, anything that revolves around cutting hair at home. And you scroll down to this people also ask section, and Google is going to give you the top questions that people are asking about this product. This is what content marketing is. This is how you market products using content. So here, let me go deeper. What is better, full lace or lace front wig? So April Lace Wigs, I'm pretty sure this is a seven-figure brand, Chinese brand. They opted in for the content marketing because they have trouble selling hair on Instagram because people are tired of seeing pictures of just hair. So this works way better. So they're using content marketing. They're marketing using this content to market the product. So remember, we typed in full lace wig. So this is a question. What is the difference between full lace and lace front? So they provide us value in the form of written content. But check this out. Here is a link to a product page. Again, they're using content to market the product. We click through. And now we're at where they can capture some money. You don't want, you know, imagine you sent a salesperson door to door to sell hair, but the only information you gave them was the lengths you have and how much it costs. Who's going to buy that? Why do I care about how long your bundles are? What else can you tell me about this? So arm your web pages with as much information as possible. Shipping, return policy, exchange policy, detailed video, like everything. That way, once I land on your page, I can make an educated decision. Like, I feel pretty comfortable giving you my money, because if the product is messed up, I see you say 14 days, I can return this, no questions asked. You showed me a video of the product. It shines really good. You showed me a video of you curling it. It curls really well. You showed me a video of you washing it, conditioning it. So now I even know how to take care of the product. You have to get really, really deep when you're trying to sell hair. Hair is a high ticket product. You're talking $300, $400, $500, $600. And there's a lot of scamming within our industry. So you have all of these things to battle with. And most people within the hair space, when you land on their websites, they're just thin. Like, at the most, you may see shipping takes 3 to 4 days, the weight of the hair, and, you know, some here and there information. But, you know, not enough to close that sale. So, you know, you have to understand, like, you're in a game like, okay, we're business owners, and it's not just about hair anymore. This is about marketing and sales, or a combination of both, which is like branding. So you have to become a marketer, and you have to understand, you know, the basic concepts of sales. That's why I asked earlier, like, does everyone have a, you know, a basic understanding of what a sales funnel is? How you funnel someone who does not know you. That's the top of your funnel. You get that person to know, like, and trust you. That's the middle of your funnel. And the people that know, like, and trust you, you convert them into customers. That's the bottom of your funnel. So you have to understand how to use Instagram to funnel people to your website. You have to understand our funnel game is not over. Once we land on the website, we have to funnel traffic into customers. So you got like three funnels that you have to go through before, you know, someone turns into a customer. So keep all of that in mind. If you're not getting sales, if you're getting traffic, you have a low conversion rate. You have a conversion rate less than one on your website, you have a conversion rate issue. If you're not getting enough clicks from Instagram to your website, you have a profile visit issue. Profile visit issue means you don't have a lot of profile visits. If you don't have a lot of profile visits, that means you're not active on the platform. You're not liking people's posts. You're not commenting on people's posts. You're not following people. And you're not posting content. So those are the two problems I hear most of. And like, that's literally the solution to those problems. If you're not getting the clicks you want, take 10 to 15 minutes out of your day and go like some pictures.
Don't be acting Hollywood. I know a lot of y'all like to act Hollywood and don't want to do nothing. But when you just getting started, you know you have to get out in the mud and get dirty. And on Instagram, that's the mud, liking pictures, even though it's really not anything. Like 20 years ago, you have to get out and pass out cards. Like we have it easy and people still complaining. Like we literally just have to like pictures. That's it. And what does liking a picture do? When you like someone's picture, they investigate who liked that picture. They land on your profile. So what have we done? We have increased our profile visits. And your profile contains pretty much all information that would have been on your business card, you know, in the 90s when people were passing out business cards. So we get to virtually, digitally pass out business cards by liking pictures, by commenting on pictures. Word of mouth is actually easier. I mean, if you like talking to people, sure, but you can't scale word of mouth. Talk to them one day. Like, I'll give you 100. You can talk to 100 people in one day. I can give Facebook $5 and talk to, you know, 20,000 people. The client, how many clients can you have? Now, these things are true, but we're talking about scale. Like, we're not talking about, you know, a trickle of clients here and there. Most people on this live are trying to have businesses that take care of them and their family for the rest of their life. You can't scale a business on word of mouth. It's going to take a long time. It's possible, maybe, depending on how many miles you're talking about, but when we're talking about scale, I can reach, like I said, you know, hundreds of thousands of people for not a lot of dollars. Let me see. So here's a prime example. I'm running ads right now. I reach 829 people for $8. I can't go talk to that many people in one day. It's not possible. In my other ad campaign, I reached 3,800 people for $19. And this is not just reaching people. I'm reaching the right people because, okay, now you have a purchase. Like, these people are buying something. So for $9 that I gave to Facebook, they delivered me a buyer. Same with this campaign. Two purchases at $10 per purchase. I can do this all day. If I throw $100 at it, $1,000 at it, you can't scale, you know, you can't do that word of mouth. You can have a business, but you're not going to scale it, not fast. I know a lot of y'all need this done like yesterday. So that's the beauty of the online game. Like, we can reach a lot of people with little effort. We could either do it by liking some pictures or we could do it with money. I do both. I have my organic efforts at play. I write content. I'm on Pinterest. I'm on YouTube. I have a podcast. I'm on Instagram. I'm on Facebook. And I run ads on top of that. And I build the email list. I do email marketing. So, you know, I catch everyone wherever they're at. And if I'm in the world and you have a salon, I may talk to you. The Real China, thanks for joining. Mia, thanks for joining. Again, let me know your number one struggle when it comes to marketing, when it comes to Instagram, when it comes to sales funnels, when it comes to capturing emails. I hope everybody here is at least capturing emails. If you can't get a sale up front, at least get the email. We'll work on them later in the back end. Email marketing is automated. You set it up and you forget it. And you just run people through until they buy something or, you know, they unsubscribe from your email list. Hey. Don't say anything. I use ConvertKit. ConvertKit is specifically for content creators. For hair brands, that's what I was going to suggest, MailChimp, because MailChimp has a free plan for your first 1,000 subscribers, I believe. I also like Drip for e-commerce. So, you know, once you get your email marketing efforts rolling and you see it working for you, I would look into Drip. Drip is specific for e-commerce platforms, and it's like really robust. And when it comes to, you know, converting people into customers, and the tracking and all of that is really nice. But yeah, the first platform I ever used ever in my life was MailChimp. So yeah, I like MailChimp as well. Also explore chatbots. MiniChat. I use MiniChat as my chatbot. And the MiniChat chatbot. Again, if you're just joining, let me know your number one struggle when it comes to Instagram, when it comes to marketing. Also, if you haven't already signed up for the membership program, the price does increase tonight from $14.99 for your first month to $27 for your first month. No problem. And again, the membership includes a full-fledged Instagram course. So, like, that's the best value right there. My Instagram course is $4.97 by itself. You get, we do 2 coaching calls per week. So after, you know, you learn the Instagram course, you take action, you're still having struggles, you get on a coaching call. Hey, I'm struggling with this. And, you know, we walk you through the problems that you're having. All of my replays are included as well for free. My ebooks are included for free, like tons of value to get you, you know, from not knowing what you're doing on Instagram to, you know, mastering the platform where you show up to Instagram with confidence. You know exactly what you need to do, what you need to say, what you need to post, then go about your business. Again, the price increases tonight, and it's currently $14.99 if you get it before midnight. I also have a sale on my other products. The Instagram Secrets ebook is only $7. The Instagram Ads Masterclass is $15, and 1-hour coaching call is $30 today only. That's a sale. You can access those prices through the link in my bio. So if you like those links, DM me and I'll send them to you. Browse galore. Thanks for joining. If you're just joining, let me know your number one struggle with Instagram. Let me know your number one struggle with marketing in general. The Beauty Don, thanks for joining. Are you struggling with sales funnel? Are you struggling with getting people into your funnel? Are you struggling with even knowing what a sales funnel is? Because that is relevant to the hair business, all businesses. There's a sales funnel or a sales process for every business. And a sales process is basically attracting, you know, new people, new customers, prospects, whatever you want to call them, getting those prospects to know, like, and trust you. Turning those people that know, like, and trust you into customers. So do you know how to, you know, do this or execute this process on Instagram? Content creation, we don't have a lot of photos of people wearing your hair. We don't have you wearing your hair. We don't have those photos. Or you have people wearing your because the photos aren't that good. You have a couple of options. So the content can be of you. Talking about your product. Are you, if you have opted out to not showing yourself, you can make a meme or a slideshow style piece of content to educate your audience. If all of your content is of educating your audience, that's as equally valuable as the, you know, the product photos with the customers, because they're still getting something from it. If I see someone in your on your news feed wearing your product, that's the transformation aspect. Like, I'm looking at myself right now in the mirror. My hair is not done. I don't have, you know, the nice shiny hair that you're selling. But you posted your customer testimonial and they're looking good with their hair. So that's the transformational part. But there's still the education part that's usually missing within the hair space. Most buyers are undereducated. So if you can position yourself as a brand that educates your audience, that'll be equally as valuable as the product photos and the reviews and the testimonials. Hair look a mess. I mean, we've dealt with the same thing, like at Hair Looks. Like, out of all of the orders we had, I think maybe like one or two people like sent pictures, and they weren't that good. But it was okay. And we at Hair Looks, we opted for the what is it called? Like the inspiration page model. So all of the content was, you know, of other popular content on Instagram. And we kind of used our news feed as a lookbook. So when people came to order wigs, they'll just go, you know, to the news feed and pick what they want.
Thanks for checking out this episode. That pretty much wraps it up. If you have any questions, feel free to message me on Instagram at iGrowSalons. We also just launched the membership program. So if you haven't signed up for the membership program and you're struggling with Instagram, struggling with just, you know, marketing in general, you're just completely lost, the membership program is definitely for you. It's basically, you know, guided help. Comes with an Instagram course. So you know, you learn Instagram from A to Z. We do weekly coaching calls twice a week. So you also get my guided help. So whatever you know, you don't learn and can't figure out in the course, you have the group, the community to, you know, get ideas from, also get guided help. Again, if you like more information, send me a DM on Instagram at iGrowSalons. Thanks for listening.